Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Collins. Larry moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Larry steals third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. Schulte picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schulte. Gehrig moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to home to get Dickey. Reese moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Combs reaches second base with a double. Reese scores. Pennock moves to third. It's 2-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Pennock covering. Safe. Schulte moves to third. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Schulte scores. One out. It's Yankees, 2, Browns, 2. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pennock, and towards Reese, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gullick moves to second. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive off the glove of Lazzari, and into shallow left field. Collins reaches second base with a double. Gullick scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Hank Johnson now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gullick. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Lazzari scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gulick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari has Collins trapped. There's the throw to Dickey and back to Lazzari, who tags Collins for the out. McNeely moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Lazzari scores. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. It's Yankees, 4, Browns, 4. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rees hits a line drive into center field. Schult picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schult. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to third. Rees moves to second. It's 5-4, Yankees. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Combs. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a line drive towards short. Larry catches it and throws to second to double up Goslin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing now pitching. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion bunts towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. Gulick moves to second. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gulick moves to third. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lazare bunts towards third. O'Rourke picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on O'Rourke. Lazare moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Lazare scores. Gehrig goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, Yankees. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing takes first base on ball 4. Rees moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rees. The throw from Mannion and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. Two outs. Sammy Hale now playing third base. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruffing moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruffing moves to third. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruffing scores. Combs scores. Larry moves to third. It's 10-4, Yankees. Herm Holzhauser now pitching. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Lazare takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bango now catching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rees settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reyes hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reyes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gulick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruffing hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 11-4, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-4, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Herm Holzhauser. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Ruffing covering. Safe. Blue moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 13-7, Yankees. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.